Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is, wouldn't you know it, Wednesday, March 20th. And what is it? Tomorrow is the first day of spring or something?
Yeah.
Or tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Well, it sure feels like spring, except today it's going to be rainy.
Yeah.
Which?
Cloudy.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. We report the weather every day like people really care, right?
You never know. Somewhere someone
Yeah,
wants
but
to
you're going to listen to this a year from now. You're going to go, who gives a shit, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. No. I don't think anyone's going to be listening to this a year from now.
Oh, they do, believe me.
Why?
People listen to the shit like past shows and stuff. Why not?
I would never.
Well, you
I don't have an attention span.
You wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Not even people, like, not even a show.
But people
There's been
like
shows,
the shows
that I've been like invested in. And if I don't finish the last episode and 6 months has passed, I'm like, well, I wonder how it ended.
Yeah, right.
I don't care enough.
Yeah. No, people do go back. I mean, we keep the archives there forever, you know. So, yeah, it becomes history. So everything we ever said is going to stay here forever.
Yeah. Interesting.
Did you do your podcast yesterday?
I did, yeah.
And how did that
go? It was fun.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, swallow it.
Yeah. Open wide, take it all in.
Did you do a song on it? Do you have like an intro song?
Yeah.
Like Swallow It?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Okay. You haven't heard it yet?
No.
I wonder if I can play it for you. Let me see.
Well, maybe on YouTube. Do you put your shows on YouTube?
I do. I have the beginning on YouTube, yeah. Type in youtube.com/Danielle Victor. And then just go to the one that says interview with former bad girl. And the intro is right at the beginning.
All right. Let's see what we can find here. what's it called now?
Interview with former bad girl.
Okay, I don't see that, but hold
on. Hit videos on my page. It's probably just too far down.
Victor.
You see it?
Hold on, I'm still looking for it.
Should only be like four videos down or so.
Am I looking at the right one? Yeah. Oh, that's Gabriel. Gabrielle. Hold on a second. Because it was next to you.
Yeah, no. YouTube.com/Danielle Victor.
Yeah. Okay, videos. Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
Story time? No.
No, no, no. It says interview with former bad girl.
Interview with former bad girl. Okay, I don't see that, but...
videos.
Yeah, I'm looking at
videos. Are you on my page?
Yeah,
that's your page. Are you on Gabby's?
No, Danielle Victor. You have 64,000?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Should be like four videos down.
Okay, I'm looking at it. Four videos down.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't see it. Well, interview with... Bad girls. Okay,
yeah, yeah,
there
yeah.
We go.
There
okay.
You go.
So the beginning of that?
Yeah.
That
Swallow. It gets catchy. Hold on. It's catchy, right?
Yeah. Swallow it.
That's Camilla. That's her voice on it.
Yeah, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
So when do you guys get your idea for shows? You prepare in advance?
Well, we had a guest last night.
Yeah.
So we kind of just talked to him about his like rise on social media and kind of just go with the flow. Honestly, we don't like sit down and ever say this is what we're talking about today.
Right.
We just shoot. It's basically what we do. We just shoot the shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want to make sure we ask, but we like don't go in there with like a fucking game plan, you know?
Yeah.
Just like wing it. But it was fun.
Yeah, sounds good.
I came home and went right to bed.
I was reading somewhere now you can sell products on Instagram. Did you hear that?
No, it's not that you can. I guess like people can literally just click and buy it like right then and there.
Yeah, so maybe that's good. You know?
It's just not going to help anyone who has an online addiction problem. That's for sure.
Yeah, right. My God, buying all that shit. But you know what I saw this morning. This is interesting, but. Okay. Remember how we talked about Airbnb and hotels and I told you I'm afraid to be videotaped and shit?
Right.
Well, they just uncovered this whole scheme in Korea where they found hundreds of hotels were secretly filmed and live streamed online. So they would put like cameras, you know, inside all kinds of things like the cable
box.
People
make movies about this shit.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and then they stream it live.
Yeah.
So you don't even know what
on a website that's on like the dark web or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, and this is the same place, same country where they closed down the revenge porn sites.
Mm.
Remember there was something like that. They sued the guy for a lot of money. But 1,600 people involving 42 rooms and 30 accommodations in 10 cities. I mean, so this is like a big thing. Mm-hmm. But they apparently didn't make a lot of money in this because they're saying they have 4,000 members. Only 97 people pay $45 monthly fee.
That's not a lot at all.
Yeah, so they between November and now, they only made $6,000. Is that really worth it?
No, now they're going to get jail time.
Yeah, they're going to be fucking sitting there forever. People are going to hate them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, this creates like a lot of stress for people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying, you know, people come in with heartbreaking stories. I want to die. I cannot leave my house.
Oh, because people saw them, like, doing whatever they did in their hotel?
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
Yeah, you know? You're in your privacy and people videotape you? That's the worst.
Yeah, that's fucked
up. That's why I'm afraid to stay at hotels, and especially Airbnb. You won't pay me enough to stay there.
I don't know what the fuck people do. Yeah, you couldn't pay me to stay in Airbnb. I'm going straight to a fucking hotel.
Right.
There's going to be a lobby. There's going to be concierge. There's going to be 24-hour help.
Right.
Okay?
And we need to get some fucking camera detectors now, you know?
Right. Like, you go in, you have like the...
Yeah, like they used to have the...
Or box. Like the earpiece ones where they like can record you too. It's like, what the fuck, man?
I know. Mm. People are so fucking like crazy.
Yeah.
Voyeuristic. There's people like that. But yeah,
I just don't see like what the point is. Like, do you get off on it?
I guess people do. It's voyeuristic, you know. People like to see shit like that.
Weirdos,
right?
Yeah. I mean, I have no interest in watching two random people get it on in their fucking hotel room.
And it's not even to watch them get it on. It's like to see them naked, probably see them doing whatever they do. You know.
I feel like serial killers would enjoy watching someone like wake up in their hotel, take a shower, get undressed, get dressed, leave, come back.
Kind of, attitude, you know? That's scary shit, man. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's that. Yeah, that's pretty scary. I don't know. Whatever you say, you know, I don't know. So they discovered a 110-million-year-old bird fossil. Now, if people believe the world only existed for 5,000 years, there's evidence 110 million years.
Right.
Imagine that.
I mean, I can't imagine that.
Right.
Because, like, dinosaurs once existed, which means this planet has been around for quite some time.
For quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Life has been around for 3 billion years.
Yeah.
And the universe 14 billion years, and... Apparently, these people know what they're talking about.
Right.
You know? At least until we can prove them wrong and come up with some new shit. But I can't imagine that, you know. So this blew me away. And they're saying it was found with an egg inside. Like, you know, it's fossilized and everything. But so that's pretty cool. They're saying it's going to help to learn about how birds reproduce and shit, you know. Pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
But that's, yeah. Didn't you say you wanted to get a lab or, they're saying Labrador Retriever is the most popular U.S. dog.
Yeah, because they're like.
For the 20th year in a row.
Yeah, because they're family friendly.
Right.
Like you don't ever hear a story about like some lab going apeshit crazy.
Right, they're just happy all the time.
Yeah, and they love kids.
But aren't they considered dumb? No,
I mean, I will say my lab back home, Bruno, is not the brightest bulb in the tree. He's definitely lacking
in the chandelier.
I feel like there's certain breeds, like I think golden labs are really smart.
Uh-huh.
Like they're known to be really smart.
Right.
Like if you ever see like a rescue video of like a dog saving a life, it's usually a golden retriever.
Right.
Yeah. Or a German shepherd. One of the two. But like, I don't think I've ever seen like a chocolate lab jump into the water.
Yeah.
To save another dog's life.
You never know, I guess.
I do want a dog very, very much so, though.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get one eventually, you think?
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My neighbor's dogs have been kind of quiet, which is okay. But people said get those whistles, you know. So I'm going to see if
whistles.
I...
Whistles?
Yeah, it's like it makes like a noise that only the dogs can hear.
Mm.
So, and it's annoying noise to them. It's humane, but it's annoying. So they're saying, but you can't do it all the time. Like every time they bark, you got to use it. So then they know when they bark, they're going to hear that noise. So you sort of
That's kind of fucked up.
Why? You get them like conditioned to it.
I guess.
Well, it's fucked up if you go outside and every time you do, all the dogs start barking.
I enjoy dogs barking.
Really?
Because I always wonder what they're talking about.
Yeah, but I mean...
Like, what are you talking about over there?
But can you go on with them barking like for, you know, minutes on end, hours?
Hours, no. Minutes, I don't really care about.
Yeah, but let's say you want to sit outside with your friends, right? And the dogs, that's usually when they bark, when they hear people.
I wouldn't care.
Really?
It wouldn't bother me. Hmm. Might bother someone I'm with. It wouldn't bother me, though.
Right. And remember you told me that the police would laugh at me if I called and said mm-hmm. something? Well, people are saying, you know, it's not the police, but there's authorities for this. Like, I don't know, animal control, whatever.
You can't call animal control on a dog's bark.
They can fine you. Well, whatever.
You can call animal control if, like, the dog, like, attacked you.
No.
Yeah.
There's laws. They're saying there are laws, you know, if it disturbs the peace all day or something, you know.
Sam, don't be ridiculous.
No, I'm telling you.
What, did you put a Facebook post up about it?
Yeah.
You're
I'm
ridiculous.
Like, what do you do when your neighbor's
I would have literally commented, so you're that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But most people didn't. They give me advice.
God. Leave the dog alone.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm telling you.
Leave the dog alone.
You don't let your dog stand out there and bark for like half an hour nonstop. You know, it's like, so I can't go outside? What is this?
You can go outside. Just live your life and let the dog live his.
No, that's... Yeah. That's sound pollution.
Oh my, sound pollution. That's not even a fucking thing.
You want to bet?
No.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, let me show you. Let me look it up and see if there's sound or noise pollution or something. Yeah, sound pollution.
I think I got food poisoning yesterday. I really struggled last night during the podcast.
Yeah.
I ate cold cuts.
Noise pollution, yeah.
Hence why I changed the subject, because I don't care.
Yeah.
I think you're ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Noise pollution is what it's called, yeah.
No.
But, okay, well, you're more tolerant. What can I tell you, you know?
Yes, sir.
I'm like, I can't tolerate, like, babies crying and dogs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, but whatever, you know? That's why people are different, and we have to be considerate of each other, you know?
Right.
I mean, I try to be as considerate as possible, but some people don't give a shit, you know? What can I tell you? I don't know. I think it's a responsibility of the owner. If they don't hear it, then it's a problem. Let's see. YouTube channel creator abused adopted children in videos watched by millions.
Wait, what?
This YouTube channel creator, she abused adopted children. And
like she
showed it in videos watched by millions.
I don't get it.
She put it on YouTube. You know, videos of her abusing adopted children.
That's horrible.
Yeah, she probably
adopted
the kids. Because
when you upload a video, like for instance, my last couple of videos have been flagged. Like
yeah.
I can't monetize them because of the content that the video is about.
Right.
So I'm like, how did YouTube even let her upload that shit?
Maybe they didn't catch it. I don't know.
They literally watch the shit. They got like a team for it.
I don't think so. I think it's algorithms and shit.
No, it's not. Like, my last two videos were flagged that it wasn't appropriate enough for ads. And then I requested a review. And, like, 2 days later, I got emails that's like, we reviewed it and it's not appropriate for most viewers.
Right.
And I'm like, what the fuck, man?
I think it's all automated. I'm telling you. Do you know how many YouTube videos they load every day? Who's going to check them all? So they
YouTube's
have to
like
have computers
a
to do that.
Big company, though.
I know.
You would think they would have a team, like, specific people that do that.
But don't you think they could have computer algorithms
that
could pick up on the language and the
Maybe
sound?
Maybe so.
You
Maybe
know, how
so.
Do they know you're stealing a song or something? That's like computer programs figuring
well,
it out.
Well, I think that's like, yeah, because when I upload videos and it's there's like somebody's music in the background, I'll literally see cannot make money, can't monetize video because of copyright infringement immediately.
Right. And that's if they let you keep it.
If they let you keep it, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the way it works, man. You know, you can't. use other people's stuff. And Facebook sometimes does it to us when we have a guest who plays his own song.
Yeah.
But it's copyrighted. So they flag it, but Facebook tells you you can dispute it. You know? Which I do. But, You know what they were saying? I was reading this morning somewhere that they say doctors are saying, or researchers are saying, that heavy use of potent marijuana can lead to psychosis.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like if you smoke a lot of marijuana and it's really potent, you know, like strong stuff, then you have 5 times the risk for psychosis.
Like you're going to break the fuck down? Like or a something. Mental case?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck psychosis is, but
I know what do they mean tell by
you.
That?
I don't know. You become a psycho, I guess. But
well, I mean, that makes sense because the last guy I dated out here smoked weed every day for the past like 10 years of his life, and he was a fucking psychopath. So makes sense.
But maybe he was a psycho before he started smoking.
And then it probably made it worse.
Maybe.
Like just very much of a temper.
Yeah, maybe it makes it worse, yeah.
Like it just set him off. Like he just got set off so easy.
So I think the temper comes before.
And then maybe the weed just enhances it.
Well, no, the weed's supposed to calm it down, but after you grow tolerance for it, yeah.
And if you smoke 4 or 5 times a day, you're probably tolerant to it. I would imagine. Yeah,
definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we smoke more and more potent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God, you know. I mean, I've smoked for many years, and I don't see any signs of psychosis. Maybe I am a psycho. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you are. You just never know.
Yeah. The nicest psycho ever.
Yeah. Thank you for being a nice psycho.
Yeah. Take it easy on us.
Yeah, please.
So I imagine you're going to work today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, well. And you have to go, what, later in the day? Or?
No.
No.
I have to be there at 1, which means I literally leave right after here, go home, try to eat something really quick. But my stomach has been really upset since yesterday, so I don't even know what to eat. Because I don't want to be sick at work.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to your stomach? Did you eat something bad?
I don't know. So I went. All I had was the muffin in the morning.
Right.
And then I had a coffee. Then I went home, waited like an hour or two, had like cold cuts. Like I just like to buy cold cuts and just eat it by itself. Like no bread, no nothing. Uh-huh. So I had a little bit of cold cuts. And then like an hour after that, I made like some pasta and sauce. And I was vomiting and shitting for like hours.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Like, and I was right like, after you ate.
Right after I ate.
So one of the ingredients wasn't good. You know, whatever you put in the spaghetti. Or
I was like wondering that. I'm like, it's either the sauce was bad or it was the cold cuts. But the expiration date was April 29th.
And not only that, but you would have smelled it and tasted it right away if it was bad.
But I threw it away anyway because now I'm like scarred for life. And I'll probably, like I just opened that jar of sauce yesterday. So I'm like, sauce could be on the shelves for like fucking 10 years.
No, that's true. But maybe something was wrong with it to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not fucking with it anymore.
What else could it be?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Could have been the muffin.
Well, don't give up on cold cuts. I mean, how can you?
I mean, I can definitely live without cold cuts.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, not
like if they were like, what is one thing in this world you can give up? I'd say cold cuts.
Really?
Yeah. It's
no,
like
I love sandwiches, man. I don't know.
I can live without sandwiches.
Really?
For sure. I can't live without pasta and sauce, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
What about meat? Could you live without meat?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't want to. Yeah. I think meat makes me happy, but
I could live without
it. But I could definitely live without it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Interesting.
I'll probably just have like pasta with butter before I go to work.
Pasta with butter?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you try it with olive oil?
I put olive oil on butter.
You do?
And then I put Parmesan cheese on top.
Oh, cool. What about garlic? No garlic? No,
not when I'm about to go to work. No.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm. But I'm probably just going to do that because there's like no sauce, nothing that could really like upset my stomach, you know?
Yeah. And besides, I like a pasta that has only olive oil and garlic, you know? Because
it's yummy.
Yeah, it's really yummy like and it's simple.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Like if you get a white wine sauce at an Italian restaurant, it's really just olive oil with like melted garlic and butter.
Yeah,
it's literally what it is. Then your breath smells for like hours upon hours. Not in a bad way, just a garlic way.
Right, right.
You know? So.
But who cares?
Yeah.
You know, if you go with someone who knows you, they don't care.
Like my stomach is irritated right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Huh. So the guest we had yesterday was pretty cool, Olivia, right?
Mm-hmm.
The singer and stuff. And I liked the second song. It was actually cool. I liked listening to it. And it's amazing how many people are trying to really
make it
in music, you know? And there's no money in it. I mean,
there's none. And even now, like, the only people that are making money off music are people that have already been established for so long, because they're getting, like, endorsements and, like, sponsorships, and they're doing, like, stuff with Adidas and Puma and opening their own makeup line. But no one's making money off their actual music.
Right.
Nope.
Right. Only when you become famous or big.
You're right.
Then you can start making money, but still not
as much as
they used
to. Then you still
got to
branch out and do other shit. Like, anyone who's, like, for instance, so many singers are now trying to, like, break into the acting world.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's because, like, we need more money. We're not making enough money doing this.
Yeah. But acting and music is two different things, you know? I don't understand that at all. I mean, yes, you're a performer in both ways, but
I feel like if you can perform every single night, you can perform in a role.
No,
not everybody.
Yeah.
Like, common.
I mean,
look,
I can be a singer, but I don't think I can be an actor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of actors that are in musicals too, and they can't really sing, but they can make it through a musical.
Right.
I'm like, I would never buy your album.
So they have to know, I mean, they at least have to know the basics.
Right.
And hit the notes,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. But I think it's a little easier for actors to do that than for singers to become actors.
Yeah.
But, like, think about it. J-Lo's an actor.
Right.
And she sings too.
Right.
Common's a rapper,
well, some,
and he acts
like
too.
That. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, some. Yeah. Go back and forth.
Because they already famous, you know, so they can go into something else.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
This reminds me, when I was younger and watched football, there was a guy who played both baseball and football at the same time. Bo Jackson, I think, was his name. Mm. He was in Dallas Cowboys. And he was playing two sports at the same time.
Right.
Isn't that, like, cool?
Mm-hmm.
But because they're seemingly unrelated.
Right.
You know? I mean, you're not necessarily good in baseball if you play football. But that was cool. So, yeah, some people cross over. But for the most part, you know, I don't think one has to do with the other, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how that works, because I'm not, like, I'm not.
You're not in the business.
Yeah, I'm not in the business, so.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I got this book called A Million Followers in 1 Month. And this guy actually he's got the receipts to show for this. I mean, it's not like it's bullshit.
Did he go viral?
So I'm reading the whole book, but he's just telling you how to, you know, the different things. But it all seems obvious to me. I don't think it's going to, like, be... But he started from nothing, you know? So
yeah, but
I have to read the whole book and see.
That's how most people do. Like, the guy we interviewed last night, he's been making videos for, he said, 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And it took one video. One video went viral. Now he's almost at 1 million. He's, like, a couple hundred off.
Yeah, so you got to try a lot of them before one of them catches
on. And all it's got to take is the right retweet, the right reposting, and then boom.
But I think it's all about the sharing, though. The guy
That's
says,
what I'm saying. It takes the right person to share the video.
Right,
and then all of a sudden you're viral.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
but you can't plan that. That's, like, unpredictable.
Well,
like, he didn't wake up in the morning, upload that video.
No, you don't
know
which
that
will
video.
Go viral. But he says you can try and identify people that share and address them more, like your target audience.
Oh, God. Who has fucking time for that?
Not that. But as an audience, like, what group of people might be more interested than others, you know?
Mm.
And you can find all that on Facebook when you run an ad and stuff. So you can just do a lot of research just by running ads for a limited time, you know, for $5 or something.
I don't do shit on Facebook.
Yeah. Mm-mm. But he says it's the best. It's the best platform because it allows people to share.
Right.
And, you know, on Instagram, you can't really share, right?
No, you can share.
Can you share on Instagram?
Yeah. You just got to hit that little triangle. So if you go to someone's post, right?
Right.
Hold on, I'll show you.
Is it a triangle?
Yeah. So let's say, for instance.
So how come he said that?
I'm on this post. You hit this little triangle right here.
Uh-huh.
You can add it to your story so everyone that follows your IG story can see it. Or you can share it to all your friends.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That never used to be there. That's kind of new. But it's there
so
now.
So maybe that's why. But, yeah. No, I mean, I've seen it in my own eyes how shows get like 50,000 views after a week or something.
Yeah.
Because people share, and they share by the hundreds. So it's unbelievable. So you got to do something that people want to go. You know, because I'm trying to think of, like, when do I really want to share?
Right.
And when it's something that's like really like, I don't know, that touches you somewhere, yeah. Right?
I don't ever post with that mentality that I'm like hoping it'll go viral.
Right.
You know, I don't post anything that's viral material. You know what I'm saying? But on YouTube, I kind of strive for that. Not that I want it to go viral, but I want the video to be trending. I want people that don't follow me already to find my page and watch the video, obviously. But I never post on like Instagram or whatever. Like I'm posting because I want this particular type of people to see my post. Right. I just really post for me.
Right, right.
You know, like
and
if
that's
I have
a different thing because yeah, you're not doing it for business.
Like if I have a dope outfit or something, I'm like, I'm posting this because I want y'all motherfuckers to see what I'm wearing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but if you're one in a million, you might have to.
Yeah.
You know, do things like that. Mm. You know, like view it as a business, as a system.
I feel like for people that do videos and stuff, that they have to do more of a calculator. Not like calculator, but they just have to know what type of videos to post.
Yeah.
To keep getting traction, you know?
Yeah. But I think videos are easier, right? Than pictures and text to gain views or likes or whatever, right?
Right, yeah. Because
people prefer video every time. Fuck. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. So, but I've seen the power of Facebook Live, and let me tell you, I think it's the most ingenious thing ever. People like this shit, you know? But a lot of people just post anything, and it's not interesting, you know?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like really bad videos from their phone, and it sucks, you know? But, yeah, but I mean, I've yet to, there's so much to learn still about YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and all that. I mean, there's just so much to know that unless you become like a pro at it and doing this every day is for a living.
And you can only do it every day for a living if you're making a living off of it.
Right, exactly.
And that's the truth. And it takes years to get to that point.
Right, but I'm saying, what if you...
Oh my God.
That was good. I'm always afraid I'll do that because I get burpees.
Well, it's because I don't feel good.
Yeah.
And my stomach is just like...
But you're drinking carbonated drink.
Yeah, because I need the bubbles.
Okay, but that's what causes it.
Yeah, I need... Because I almost feel like I'm on a boat.
Yeah.
Like, you know that nauseous feeling?
Oh, like motion sickness?
Yeah.
Really?
But I think it's literally just because my food poisoning is like still in my body. Like, even last night when we were recording the podcast, I was like, I am struggling to get through this.
Really?
Like, I had to like save face.
Wow.
Like everyone was drinking, taking shots, and like I didn't even participate in the debacle. I'm like, I can't even fucking do it. I had ramen noodles right before I went. Wow. I was like, I'm gonna be sick.
Yeah.
I just prayed it and shit my pants while we were fucking recording.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and now it's like it moved from my ass to my stomach now.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh Lord.
Okay, well maybe we could just allow ourselves to burp on the air. I mean, Howard Stern does it.
I mean, I can't help it, y'all. Sorry. Yeah. If it's coming up, it's coming up. Better a burp than some throw up.
Exactly.
You know? So,
what can you do? We can live with that, you know? It must have sounded good for all those of you who listen with earphones. I'm sure that sounded
good.
Yeah,
my bad.
That's what happens.
I don't really give a shit, honestly. Yeah, I don't feel good today, you guys.
We can't control these things anyway, you know?
No. I hate not feeling good. Like, I hate not feeling 100%.
Yeah.
Ugh. The worst.
I know, man. I know. What can you do?
Ride the wave, literally, and just pray for it to be over as soon as possible.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I hate getting sick. You know, I don't get sick very often at all, but I guess something like this just comes out of nowhere.
Right. You can't help it.
Yeah.
And I think it has to be the cold cuts.
Yeah, probably bad meat. Yeah.
Shit. But it was like the expiration date was April 29th.
Right, but it doesn't mean anything. Maybe something like slipped in there.
Ew!
Maybe the meat was just bad to begin with, you know?
Oh, God. Even thinking about it is making me nauseous.
I know, man.
Because I can't imagine. All I did was make rigatoni and put vodka sauce from Trader Joe's on top with a little bit of Parmesan cheese. I can't imagine that was what made me sick.
Exactly. Well, maybe the Parmesan was bad. Do you think?
No, I just bought it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, like literally just opened it last week.
Oh, okay.
Brand new container. And I keep it in the fridge.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's cheese, you know, so I'm thinking maybe that, but who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. We're just trying to get to the bottom of my ailment.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to figure out where the symptoms for this strange behavior.
Well, I immediately, because I was in my bathroom for like I had a friend over too,
uh-huh.
and they were chilling by themselves for like 2 hours. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Shut my bedroom door, shut my bathroom door, and I was like Googling while I was on the toilet, and I had all the symptoms of food poisoning.
Oh wow.
You get like pain in your abdomen, like you just did ab crunches.
Right.
Have you ever seen the movie Bridesmaids?
No.
Oh my god, it's so funny. You have really? To see it. I've seen it like 4 or 5 times.
Really?
Yeah. Well, this chick is a mess, and her best friend's getting married, so she's like the maid of honor. So she's like planning everything. So she takes everybody to this restaurant before they go dress shopping for bridesmaids' dresses.
Right.
And the restaurant, they all go to the restaurant, and then they're at this really fancy spot shopping for dresses, and like everyone's starting to sweat and like not feel good, and you can hear like the stomachs rumbling, and like everyone gets food poisoning. And that scene of that movie is literally. You have to YouTube it. It's literally what I was experiencing yesterday. Really? I'm like, this is happening. This is going down.
It sounds like that scene from Dumb and Dumber, too. Do you remember that one?
The only thing I remember from Dumb and Dumber is when he was like thinking of her titties, but it was like headlights of a truck.
Oh, yeah.
You remember
that? Yeah. No, there was a part where he went to the bathroom and he was shitting like buckets, but you're hearing it through the door, you know?
And people are like, what the hell?
Yeah, you know, but. So he stands outside. He's like a York and he's like, disgusting with all the disgusting noises.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I started watching Central Intelligence last night. Have you seen that? Mm-mm. with the Rock?
Oh, yeah.
And this.
That's a disappointment, to be honest with
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I mean, I started watching this. I'm like, what am I watching here?
Yeah, I didn't like that movie.
And who's the black actor? That's
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's why he looked familiar to me.
Yeah.
But he...
They do a bunch of movies together. They did Jumanji together.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. The Jumanji 2 is about to come out, too.
Yeah. Was that any good?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it was good. I'm actually excited for the second one. Oh. I thought it was a good movie. They did a good job remaking it.
With Robin Williams, I didn't like it all. So,
no, this is way better.
Really?
Way cooler. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
But I just couldn't believe how The Rock was like, his acting was terrible in this. And I'm going, how can they possibly...
His acting skills aren't amazing.
No.
Like, if you look at his roster of movies, like, he hasn't... Like, he's just, like, a popular guy because he's a nice guy.
Right.
So it's like, that's why he continues to get roles.
And tall
he's
and muscular.
Yeah. And it's
yeah,
like,
and
he he's got
nice.
A certain look to him, but he's not... Like, you don't look at him and say he's the best actor I've ever seen in my life. Like, right. You're just going to know whatever movie he's in is going to be an okay movie.
Right.
It's not going to be the best thing
that's
on
true.
The face of the planet.
That's true. You just expect... I mean, I seldom realize when people can't act, you know what I mean? It's just because I get into the movie, and I think for the most part, you know, people are okay at least in the mainstream movies. But yeah, he was like, the facial expressions is like, you can tell it's totally fake.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I watching this? Mm-hmm. You know, so I said, the hell with that, man. That was terrible. But, so I'm looking for other movies. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of new stuff all the time. Did you notice that? Every day they come up with new shows.
Yeah.
New films, new this, new that. Yeah.
It's the business.
I guess they just dropped the preview, the trailer for Toy Story 4, right?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
And?
I thought it was cute. I can't
really?
Wait. I mean, I'm always...
They're not giving away the whole movie?
No.
Really?
No. I'm always going to be first in line for something that I grew up watching.
Yeah.
I just hope they like did it justice because it's been so long since the third one. And the third one was like a great way to end the franchise. So.
It really was. It was the most emotional one.
Yeah,
I mean,
like I cried, like wept when Andy gave the girl the toys, you know? And it's like that was a perfect way to end Toy Story. But now you're bringing it back. So I hope they don't bring it back and then fail us because that'll be like the fucking worst.
I don't think they ever can. Pixar can do no wrong, I'm telling
right.
you.
Right.
I've
never watched.
After three movies?
Yeah. And you would think. If they were going to fuck up, one of those three movies would have been bad, but all three were good.
Right.
Every single one of them I could watch from every single one ever over and over and over again, you know?
Right.
And even like Monsters, Inc. and Monsters University, all those spinoffs were good too. It's like they've just never really disappointed.
Right. I mean, Pixar knows how to do it.
So
you know?
I'm hoping that Toy Story 4 is just as good.
Yeah. I think it will be, you know. If anything, it'll probably be better because they keep improving the technology all the time and stuff, you know. Things might even look better and I don't know. I don't know how much better they can make it. My God, the progress they've made in animation is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, see, I have a burp coming, but I'm going to try to keep it back. No.
I think if I make myself sick, I'll feel better.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. We'll go to the bathroom later and do that.
No, I would never do it in this bathroom. I'd rather get hit by a Mack truck. That bathroom is fucking horrid. Can you imagine sticking your face in there to vomit? I'd rather fucking die.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't rather die, but I wouldn't do that.
But you wouldn't want to do that.
No, that bathroom is horrid.
Yeah. So the happiest country in the world, what do you think it is?
Probably like... Yeah. Probably like Switzerland or something random like that.
Right. Close by there, right? Well, it happens to be... look at it. All the top five are countries in Scandinavia, which is like the northern part of Europe.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
But they're all like neighboring countries. And they're all... So Finland leads the pack. And then Denmark, Norway, Iceland, and the Netherlands, which are...
Ooh, shit.
You know, I mean, Denmark, Norway, and Finland are in Scandinavia, which is, you know, part of Europe and stuff. And it's unbelievable, you know. So they measure a lot of things like quality of life, like income, freedom, trust. And that's hard to believe, you know. But that's what you get. And then, so, yeah, if you want to be happy, move to one of these countries. Unfortunately, many of them are socialist and just doesn't... you still have to wonder, why do people come here if it's not the happiest place in the world? Most people in the world come here because we have one thing, and one thing, main thing, and that is freedom.
Yeah.
Individual freedom, mm-hmm. You know? People don't get into your life and start asking you, why are you doing this, why are you doing that, you know?
Right.
In socialist countries, the more, you see, the thing is, the more you let the government do, the less freedom you have to do what you want.
Yep.
You know, because then they tell you what. What the fuck? But then, so in relation to this, now let's figure out the most expensive places to live in the world.
Probably like London.
Pretty close. Paris is number one. Paris is the most expensive city in the world. And and then you have Singapore and Hong Kong. I agree.
What?
With your burp.
You heard it?
Yeah. And then Japan, of course. New York and Los Angeles
are... I would assume Japan is probably expensive.
Yeah. New York and Los Angeles are the only American cities in the top 10, with the Big Apple rising 6 spots. And the City of Angels was named number 10, alongside with Tel Aviv, Israel.
What is the City of Angels?
That's L.A. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. Los Angeles. Did you ever see that movie? Angels in Spanish.
Did you ever see that movie?
Which one?
Meg Ryan and...
Oh, yeah, with Nicolas Cage.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in a while.
You didn't know that we call it the City of Angels? Mm-mm. Yeah, I came
up. He's an actual angel in that.
Yeah, I know.
That was like a touching movie. He's like watching over her.
Right.
But then he comes back at the end because they know that they're in love with each other.
Right.
And that was a cute movie.
Yeah, I don't know if the ending was actually good, you know.
Because he came back.
I know.
As a human, that's a great ending.
No, I know, but it's like, you know, it's too like easy to do in a movie, you know.
Yeah, but that's the
doesn't
point.
End like
it's,
that.
Yeah, I mean, in real life, no. But like in real life, you're not laying up and actually having a full blown conversation with your angel.
Yeah, no, that's true. But
your angel's just like next to you chilling. You don't know that they're there.
But I remember actually getting pretty emotional in that movie.
Yeah, I cried too.
I guess every time somebody dies, right?
Who died in that? Her husband or something, right?
I don't remember who.
I gotta rewatch it.
Yeah. Don't remember much of the movie at all.
I just remember the ending because it was like she's at the beach and then he comes back up through the water or something, right?
No, I don't remember.
I could have definitely made that up.
You're the one who likes endings.
Yeah.
You always start with the ending.
Yeah, I do.
Would you watch a movie backwards if you could?
No. Nope. Absolutely not.
Did you? That's one of the movies is Memento. Did you ever see that one?
Mm-mm.
That one like goes back in time.
Mm.
So it's like you keep, as the movie progresses, you keep finding out what happened before.
Oh, like they do flashbacks in between? I can handle that.
It's not flashbacks, no. It's just like the order in which they show you things, you know? So you constantly go, oh, so this is how they got to this point, you know? And this is how they got to that
point. But it's not
point.
Like as a flashback?
No.
I wouldn't get down with that then.
Try it.
I'd be too confused.
Try it. It's cool.
Is it?
It makes you think. I like movies that make you think.
Yeah,
you know?
Same, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, Memento is what's the name of the guy? I can't remember his name. He's been in a lot of movies. It'll come to me. But so yeah, in Tel Aviv, which that's in Israel, and the city that never sleeps. And it is pretty expensive there, I must say. And, you know, some of these places, they don't make that much more money, you know, and they still have the most expensive cities to live. So I don't know if that's what you want to do. But if you do, you go to live in Hong Kong, for example, Paris.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to pay a lot of money, man. So you better make a lot of money or you're not going to last there very long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now video games are now a legitimate high school sport. How's video games a sport?
I don't fucking know.
A sport is when, aren't you supposed to be moving? Moving your body?
I don't know. This is the only thing about America. It's like the greatest place to live, but it's also like people are fucking idiots.
Yeah. But you know what? They're idiots all over the world.
Is it raining heavy?
No.
No?
It is raining.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Not heavy. But it is good rain.
Yeah, because
right.
It looks so dark out right now.
Yeah, I didn't look at it. But yeah, there is rain.
Look, it looks really cool right there because it's so cloudy. And then there's just like one streak of blue. You see that?
Yeah.
It looks pretty, like a painting.
Yeah. It's fun to work near a window, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you didn't have a window in here, I'd be like, this is creepy.
Yeah.
If this like had like, no light.
Where you do your podcasts.
There's no windows.
No windows, right?
None.
See, most studios are like that.
None.
And I'm like, fuck this shit, man. Yeah. I feel like claustrophobic,
you know? Well, I record at night, so it wouldn't even make a difference. But I imagine during the day, like, you would want, like, a view or something. I don't know.
But, yeah, no, I had to make sure that this is exactly what I wanted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So video games, yeah, and so the schools are calling it sports now. That's irritating to me. I don't know why. Let's see. What's this about? I guess a homeowner got irritated when his neighbor wanted him to cut down the fence. So he put up naked mannequins in his own yard so the other people can see it. Now, why mannequins? Because I guess the guy has a clothing shop or something. Or he's a tailor, I don't know, whatever.
And then his neighbor wanted to get a fence after?
Yeah, he cleaned out a clothing store, I guess, so he got a lot of things. So he just put them in his yard where you can see, like, nude mannequins, but so the other guys will see it.
Right.
I don't see the point in this, though.
Mm.
You know, I mean, why would it bother me? Let him put whatever the fuck he wants in his backyard.
I
don't
know.
You know? But it just, I guess, made news.
I would think he was a serial killer, but I mean.
He just got upset, you know? I mean, the thing is that that's one thing with neighbors. It's like family. You don't get to choose them.
No, you don't.
So you have to learn how to get along. Mm-hmm. You don't have a choice.
Right. In like my apartment building, I don't know like anyone.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
I know.
I don't like see anybody.
I know, right? That's the way it is these days, you know. People don't know their neighbors.
Occasionally, like, I'll walk by someone in the garage and I'll say, hello, good morning.
Yeah.
That's it. Don't know their name. Don't know what floor they live
on. I know. The same here.
Just being nice as I walk by.
Yeah. I figured I should take a walk or two down my new street to meet some people. But I guess you wait for the summer. Right now, nobody's out.
No,
you know?
Yeah.
But that might be a good way to get to meet people and stuff. Because some neighbors are nice.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know them. You know?
Right.
But I'll have to start with the ones with the dogs, though.
Do you think CVS has ramen noodles?
CVS. Oh, CVS. Yes, they do.
They do?
Yeah.
Not the ones in the cup, just like regular ramen noodles.
Oh, you don't want ones in the cup?
No, I think that's, I don't
but
think
maybe they don't, but maybe they do.
Hmm.
But, yeah, there's Ralph's and everything here. You can check out.
I mean, I was going to go to the Ralph's right by my house, but I passed CVS as I drive home, so I was going to stop there because then I wouldn't have to stop when I got to my house. But
right.
I don't
know. There's a Rite Aid here if you want to
I don't think there. Rite Aid would have ramen noodles.
But that's like CVS.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I guess if CVS doesn't have it.
Exactly,
have
yeah.
It,
I'll just go to fucking Ralph's. I don't care.
Yeah.
Just like sometimes the parking lot at Ralph's just can be so overwhelming.
I know. You don't want to like go inside. But no, actually, it's not bad during the day.
Actually, that's a pretty easy question to answer. I'll just Google it.
Yeah. I know.
Everything is on, yeah.
There's Rite Aid Curie. Yeah, because it's right up the street here. There's Rite Aid Curie.
Ramen noodles. Literally. That's what I'm typing
They
in.
Probably do. They have a little of everything, you know?
They do.
I'm just thinking if they have the cups, maybe they don't have
they
the
do.
Other one. They do?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So?
There, your problem there is taken care of.
I just need to, like, put something in my stomach but before you, I go to work because I cannot feel like this for...
But you, what you need, actually, is it's more expensive than getting it at the store, but if you get, like...
Pepto-Bismol or something.
No, like chicken noodle soup from a deli. Like Jerry's Deli.
Oh,
but they fucking charge you $12 for soup.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck you. They, I can get Progresso for like $3.99.
Right, they put the matzo ball there, but chicken soup is pretty good.
Yeah, know, so I mean, that really does help. I actually wonder if I have chicken noodle soup at my crib.
They'll definitely have it over there. You know, so. But you can have it with the noodles, I guess.
Yeah,
that
would
be fine. Yeah. Huh. Oh, well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what else is going on, man?
Not much.
I don't know. Roseanne Barr is slamming ABC. She's calling it shitty fucking low-rated network for firing her and killing off her character. And the thing is, she's right about bringing a lot of ratings
Is anyone even watching that show? Cause like,
probably not.
Yeah,
yeah, like, no, not the new one without her.
Right.
I haven't heard anything about it, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
She says, I delivered the highest ratings that you had in 10 fucking years. Yeah. So.
I mean, I feel her.
Yeah.
People really were watching it for her, not for anybody else.
Right, right. And I don't know if what she said was very offensive. I mean, she claimed she didn't mean it to be racist. So I don't know, you know. But.
Whatever. She fucked herself.
So she, you know what she says? She says that Michelle Obama got her fired for a racist tweet. So go figure what the hell's going on. But I like her balls, man. She's a strong woman, Roseanne Barr, and you know, people make mistakes sometimes.
I think so too. I think some people
say
I think people just sometimes say shit, and then it's like, but that's the thing. It's like that's what sucks about, like, especially in the entertainment business. Like, you could be in the heat of a moment and say something you might not even, like, truly mean to that extent. But, like, there you are saying it, and then there you are in that very moment, your life is changing.
Right, and then you have to explain why you said it or to rationalize it.
Exactly.
Even if you didn't mean it, you know?
Exactly.
Because otherwise, why did you say it?
You just got to be careful.
Yeah.
Everybody just got to shut the
fuck
up.
Just say I didn't fucking mean it.
There's probably shit that I've said before that's like, I'm not a racist. I'm not, I have no issues with anybody. But I bet sometimes someone could be like, this bitch is mad. Offensive,
right?
You know, because
you want to hurt them somehow.
No, that's
no.
I meant because they people just are very sensitive.
Yeah, no, I know, but sometimes I might say something to someone if I want to hurt them. It won't be racist or anything,
No.
I might tell them you're ugly or something.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm that's what we do on reality TV. We're like, you're so fucking trash. Like, we just like tell each other how much we like you suck, basically.
Right,
but that doesn't mean we actually fucking mean it. It's just a defense mechanism.
Right.
But I'm saying, like, if you're on TV or you do an interview, like, there was someone who was on Grey's Anatomy and he said one gay comment and he was fired immediately. Like, your whole life in that very moment.
I know.
Dunzo.
I mean, look, Judge Jeannie on Fox, Bill O'Reilly. I mean, they let so many people go. It's unfucking believable, you know, for just shit that they say. So,
yeah, but sometimes
Bill O'Reilly was abuse, actually, but... Yeah. No, he was let go because he had sexual charges against him. But this is not the case here, you know.
Right.
But, you know, I think the most... You can hurt a person the most by calling them ugly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People don't forget that easily.
I don't care if people call me ugly. I'm like, bye.
Yeah.
Toodaloo.
All right, everybody, go out there, enjoy the rain. I know I will, as long as it lasts. Danny, you have a great time at work.
Hopefully, if I feel better. Jeez.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See you all tomorrow. Thank you all for listening.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.